This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 265 for Friday, February 14th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is rebounding on Friday morning to go with mostly positive sentiment in other markets. Chicago's oil is lower, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are higher. Crude oil is also making gains after United States President Donald Trump did not immediately place tariffs on trading partners. The Canadian dollar is up 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 185,900 tons of canola shipped during the week ended February 9th. So far this marketing year, 5.672 million tons were exported, compared to 3.031 million the year before. Canola won't be traded on Monday due to Family Day. The March canola contract is up $3.30 per ton at $661.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are on the rise. U.S. markets will be closed on Monday due to President's Day. The CGC reported 64,800 tons of corn exported during the week ended February 9th, with the marketing year total at 1.135 million tons, compared to 520,200 tons last year. Farmers in Argentina are finishing up corn planting with an estimated 16.3 million acres seeded to produce 49 million tons, according to the Rosario Grain Exchange. Nearly 70% of the crop is in good to excellent condition. The March corn contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.99. Rains in Argentina also brought relief to the country's soybean crop, with 60% now rated at good to excellent condition. 45.5 million acres have been planted so far, with more than 60% of the area having adequate to optimal soil conditions. 49.6 million tons are expected to be produced. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association will release its January report on Tuesday, with the trade estimating 204.54 million bushels in that month's crush, up 10.1% from a year earlier. Soy oil stocks would be at 1.289 billion pounds. The March soybean contract is up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.47. The CGC reported 322,500 tons of wheat shipped during the week ended February 9th, with marketing year exports totaling 10.786 million tons compared to 10.921 million last year. Western Australia produced 12.45 million tons of wheat, 1.6 million more than what was estimated in December. Strategy Grains projected European Union wheat production at 127.7 million tons, up 500,000 from the previous estimate. The French soft wheat crop was 73% good to excellent, while Durham was at 84%. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.98. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.19. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.32. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, February 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.